The Military Compensation and Retirement Commission was created by the recently signed National Defense Authorization Act, the annual bill that authorizes and funds the military. In San Antonio to hear from the Fifth Army, the Air Force, Navy, and other uniformed services, Commission Chairman Alfonso Maldon says this is the first time the government has reviewed the structure of military compensation processes since the Vietnam War. He says the goal is not reductions, but rather to ensure the long-term health of the all-volunteer force.
Our goal is to do three things, essentially. Number one is to ensure the viability of an all-volunteer force for the long term and to provide a high quality of life for our service members and their families. And then to make sure that we can have fiscal sustainability of those programs, meaning pay programs, or retirement programs, and those benefits.
Commission spokesman Jamie Grabiel says all forms of compensation for uniformed forces are on the table.
Off the top of my head, some examples include the commissary, access to child care, access to health care for our families and retirees, reenlistment bonuses, other kinds of professional development bonuses.
Maldon was quick to add that retirement will not be affected for current military members or retirees.
Retirement is actually grandfathered by law. I mean, so we're not here to anyone that's already serving, their retirement is not going to be affected.
The commission will look at the structure of the compensation programs and make recommendations to the president for their modernization. The commission's report is due in February of 2015. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.